We're going to read some out. You'll find in the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. 30th chapter, book of Proverbs. Starting with the first verse, said the words of Agar, the son of Jacob, even the prophecy, the man spake unto Ithiel, even unto Ithiel and to Ucal. Surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. I neither learn wisdom, nor have the knowledge of the holy, who hath ascended up into heaven, or descended, who hath gathered the wind in his fist, who hath bound the waters in a garment, who hath established all the ends of the earth. What is his name, and what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Every word of God is pure, and he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Two things have I required of thee, deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Accuse not a servant unto his master, lest he curse thee and thou be found guilty. There is a generation that curseth their father, and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. The horse leech hath two daughters crying, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied, yea, four things say not, it is enough. The grave and the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that saith not, it is enough. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four which I know not: the way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. For three things the earth is disquieted, and for four which it cannot bear. For a servant when he reigneth, and a fool when he is filled with meat. For an odious woman when she is married, and an handmaid that is heir to her mistress. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them, by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands, and is in kings' palaces. There be three things which go well, yea, four are comely in going. A lion which is strongest among beasts, and turneth not away for any. A greyhound and a he-goat also, and a king against whom there is no rising up. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. Surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. So the forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife. So maybe correctly reading, that's reading 30th chapter of the book of Proverbs. There's another verse that we're actually looking for, and it's very similar to what we've read in a couple of these verses, but nonetheless, we'll just leave with you what we got. You know, there's several things in this chapter that we probably hear from time to time, but this chapter covers a lot about how men are and the things that of the earth, just to be honest with you. And it talks about some little things, as it says here, but it talks about those that have not enough, and it talks about them things that are too wonderful for him, that of the writer, of that of the Proverbs. And then he makes mention, brethren, about them things that are strongest among the beast. And most of the time we think that we fit in that category more than we do any of the rest. But I want you to listen for just a minute, and I'll try my best to leave with you that we have this evening. And the Bible says, and that of the mist, there's a couple of things that the writer did not want to happen to him. He said, remove far from me the vanity and lies, and give me neither poverty nor riches. He said, feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Now the scripture says here up above that, he said, two things have I required of thee. Two things have I required of thee. He asked for about these two things. He did not want to come under the category of these two things. And he did not want to, in other words, turn into a liar. And brethren, and he did not want to be so poor that he had to steal. Now, the Bible teaches us, my friend, in one place it says, having food and raiment, therewith be content. My friend, and I want you to think for just a minute with us tonight, my friend, about being content. My friend, you might say, preacher, is that other verse, my friend, that you was looking for so important? Yes, it is. It's got just a little bit more, my friend, that goes with this, but I'll do the best I can. My friend, I have never in my life, my friend, nor my life, time, and my friend, seen a generation, and my friend, that was not content, and
my friend, brother, we're living in that day. My friend, we're living in a time when you cannot. My friend, as it says here, you cannot satisfy them. They're never full. My friend, they're never satisfied. My friend, they sang a song. We sang a song. My friend, I'm satisfied. My friend, with God's great redemption plan. My friend, I'm satisfied. It's sufficient. All for man. My friend, brethren, is it not? Brethren, these things today that we're satisfied with, or we ought to be satisfied with. My friend, but there's a lot of church members that's not even content. My friend, with the things of which they have. My friend, or the things of which they do. My friend, the Bible says in another place, my friend, and I don't always look back. My friend, I don't live in yesteryear. My friend, I doubt that any of us do. But I'm going to tell you, according to God's word, there's some things in the past that are required. My friend, of me and you. They most certainly are. My friend, they're required of us. My friend, now requirement, my friend, it's about like getting a job. My friend, there's some jobs, my friend, that it wouldn't do. Me or you, either one, any good. My friend, to put in an application for. My friend, you say, why is that, preacher? Because you don't meet the requirements. My friend, yes, sir, they're asking for certain things. My friend, and if you ain't able, my friend, no, sir, if you're not able, my friend, to come up with them things, my friend, you might as well not start the job. My friend, you say, preacher, that'd be foolish. Well, I've worked with some foolish people. Yes, I have. My friend, brethren, I've worked with folks that's done that very thing. Yes, they have, saying they've got something and they ain't got it. My friend, the past, he said that God requireth the past. My friend, why does he require the past? My friend, he requires that which is past. Can I ask you a question? My friend, if you was going to hire somebody to do something for you, my friend, and you ask for references, my friend, wouldn't you check them out? My friend, wouldn't you give them a little call? My friend, now when they give you information, you know what they going to give you information on? My friend, that person's past. My friend, what they done for them. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, when you go to the bank, my friend, I can remember years ago. My friend, I went to the bank. I was trying to establish a little credit. My friend, I had more money in the bank than I wanted to borrow. My friend, I did. But I wasn't old. My friend, I was too young, they said. My friend, brother, they wanted a little bit of everything. My friend, I told them, I said, well, why don't you just take what I've got, my friend, and put it against it? My friend, no, you're just too young. My friend, now, that's how banking used to be. Yes, sir. My friend, I thought, well, my goodness, how are you ever going to get started? My friend, I don't mind telling you, I was going to buy a motorcycle. My friend, and yes, sir, and the lady that's in charge, my friend, she didn't like motorcycles. No, sir. You say, preacher, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. It used to. My friend, it most certainly did. My friend, now listen. She went on my pass. I didn't have no credit. My friend didn't need no credit. my friend, just to be honest with you, my friend, but when you go to the bank, my friend, and you're going to take out a loan, my friend, brethren, they won't look at your past. My friend, they won't look and pull everything up. My friend, they won't see where you've been, what you've been doing. My friend, and do you pay your bills? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's past. My friend, you say, preacher, God don't require nothing. My friend, of the past, well, my friend, I beg to differ with you. My friend, for just a little bit, can I ask you something? My friend, people says I can't live in the past. I'm open. My friend, I'm not going to get on all this. I didn't think I was, but it's coming, so I might as well just go. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, brethren, I'll promise you one thing, every one of us. My friend's got a past. Yes, we have, every one of us. My friend, we've got a past. Yes, we do. Now, I tell you, we can use that past, my friend, to our benefit. Yes, we can. My friend, but it's according to what kind of past you had. My friend, to whether it's worthwhile to talk about or not. Did you know that? My friend, yes, sir. But I'll tell you something that every one of us think about. My friend, when we look back, I'll promise you tonight, my friend, that if you look back, you'll remember the night you got saved. My friend, mourned again. My friend, don't a lot of folks like to testify about that? My friend, did you know that's not a bad thing? That's not a bad thing. Did you know that Paul, my friend, when he got in the presence of kings and governors, my friend, brethren, he had to take them all the way back, my friend, to his road, his way on to Damascus. My friend, and what happened? Yes, sir, they were, some of them probably wouldn't have believed him. My friend, had you not told them? My friend, that was in the past. My friend, they knowed what he done before that. Did you know that? It got noised abroad. But when he found the Lord on the road to Damascus, my friend, they didn't claim it from the housetop. My friend, or the mountaintop. My friend, they kept it a little low ebb. My friend, but it wasn't low ebb to Paul. My friend, brother, when Paul got to telling about his experience, my friend, he got happy. My friend, he got joyful. Brethren, one of them told him, said, Paul, you're mad. You're just mad. My friend, you're a madman. In other words, you don't know what you're talking about. My friend, but brethren, Paul was there. He knowed what happened. Did he not? And I'll tell you, somebody else, Simon, the house that he wound up in. My friend, they knowed something went on. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, Ananias. My friend, brethren, he knowed. He had heard about Paul. My friend, he told the Lord. He said, I've heard much about him. My friend, but thank God, the Lord knowed he could be a good minister. My friend, did you not know that? My friend, some of them said tonight already, several times, that the Lord knows us. My friend, and he knows our name. I'm glad of that. My friend, that ain't all he knows about me. My friend, no, it ain't. You know what David said he knowed about him? He said, Lord, thou knowest my downsittings, and you know my uprisings. And he said, and you understand my thoughts afar off. My friend, brethren, God understood David's thoughts. My friend, I'll tell you something else. He understands your thoughts. Yes, he does tonight. My friend, you're sitting in a bad place if you think God don't require the past. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He don't want us living in the past. My friend, he don't want us getting on. My friend, back down yonder. My friend, but brethren, I do believe every now and again he wants to, my friend, stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. My friend, when he saved your soul. My friend, or else when you give him control. My friend, you know, there's a lot of folks, my friend, just ain't never give God control. Did you know that? My friend, they've not committed themselves unto the Lord. My friend, you might say, preacher, you can't preach that. My friend, brother, and I want you to realize tonight, it takes a commitment, my friend, between you and God. Yes, it does. It there's not a married couple around, my friend, brethren, that hadn't made a commitment one to another. My friend, and if they hadn't, my friend, most of them don't last. My friend, no, sir, they just ain't going to make it. You want a commitment, don't you? My friend, you want something. Yes, you do. You desire something. My friend, preacher, I desire the Lord just bless me every time I come out here. My friend, can I ask you something? I reckon what his desire for you is. My friend, he might want you to do something before you get here. Yes, sir. My friend, how many of you, I ain't going to get into that. My friend, you just listen. My friend, God requireth that which is past. My friend, preacher, I don't understand that. How the Bible says, my friend, that when Saul was king, my friend, in the Old Testament, brethren, that something had happened to the children of Israel. My friend, before Saul had ever become king. My friend, and the Bible says that God remembered what the Amalekites had done unto Israel. My friend, and for that reason, my friend, he wanted Saul to go down, my friend, into the country down there and wipe them out. My friend, preacher, you can't say that. That's exactly what he wanted them to do. My friend, he said, because I remember what they done, brethren, unto Israel. Brethren, now that was in the past as far as Saul knowed. My friend, and I don't know how much Saul knowed about that, and the truth of it is he didn't have to know. My friend, isn't it good, my friend, when God gives you something? My friend, and you say, well, my friend, that's been done over and over again. My friend, but when the Lord gives it to you, it's a different thing. You know that. My friend, does not the scripture say that his mercies are new every morning? Yeah. My friend, they're new every morning. Do you know our outward man perishes? My friend, but our inward man, thank God, is renewed day by day. My friend, day by day. There's nothing better than being obedient for the Lord. My friend, can you remember? Do you know I don't know. I catch myself in certain places sometimes. My friend, trying to figure out just how the service is going to go. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I've come to the house of God having a great desire. My friend, I've had a great desire that the Lord just take over. My friend, in the meeting, just get out of sorts. Yes, sir. My friend, I can't tell you how many times I've had that desire. My friend, but thank God they just been a few times it's happened. Yes, sir. My friend, you know what? It didn't happen nothing like what I thought. No, sir. No, sir. My friend, it don't take but one thing.
praying, my friend, brethren, for the Lord to bless me and you both. And the real truth of it is, if we left here right now, is a good service. Yes, it was. It's a good service. My friend, I wonder sometimes, my friend, brethren, if we don't expect a little bit too much from the Lord. My friend, and I'll tell you, my friend, can I say this? My friend, I ain't never drawed the short end of the stick when it comes from the Lord. I never have. My friend, I never have drawed the short draw. My friend, it's always been good. It's always been good. You say, preacher, you really can't mean that. My friend, don't you get tired? Sure I do. My friend, don't you get weary? Sure I do. My friend, don't you get discouraged? Sure I do. My friend, but I'm going to tell you something. My friend, I try not to let them things get me down. My friend, I try not to. My friend, brethren, these people's disappointed me. Yes, they have. My friend, preacher, you ought not thought so much of them. My friend, brethren, you can't help it. You gonna love people, my friend. I'll guarantee you, you gonna love them just like they are. My friend, yes, sir, just like they are. My friend, so what has the Lord required of you? My friend, I ain't gonna put you in the past. I don't want you going back. My friend, the Lord don't want you going back. My friend, he wants you going forward. My friend, but sometimes, my friend, I live on a hill, by the way. My friend, and I'm glad sometimes it takes a little foothold every now and again. My friend, I don't slide all the way back down. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, when I was a kid, I'd try to make it. Brethren, to certain things, I'd just make my goal. And if I could just get a hold of a root, my friend, that's good enough for me. My friend, I knowed I'd make it the rest of the way. My friend, brethren, we get a hold of something every now and again, don't we, folks? My friend, the Lord don't send us home empty. My friend, I'll tell you something else. He don't bring us in empty either. No, sirree. My friends, you know Naomi. Naomi knowed what it was to be blessed. She most certainly did. She knowed where her blessings come from. My friend, you know what? And when she went down to Moab, my friend, she had no idea she'd come home. My friend, in the shape she was in. No, sir. She had no idea. My friend, she'd come home in that kind of shape. My friend, in her eyes. But I want you to show you what the Lord showed her. My friend, did you know the Lord never forgot Naomi? My friend, yes, she lost her husband. Yes, she lost both her sons. She sure did. My friend, she gained one daughter-in-law. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, that meant business with her and God. My friend, she meant she was going to stick with Naomi. My friend, and that ain't all. She listened to Naomi. My friend, brethren, she had a good ear. She had a good heart. My friend, yes, sir, that was past. My friend, did you know that God did not charge Naomi? My friend, with doing anything wrong. My friend, no, sir, Ruth, did you know that Ruth is of the house and lineage of David? Yes, sir. My friend, thank God. Thank God. Naomi come home. She had no, she didn't have a house. My friend didn't have the dwelling. My friend didn't have her land. My friend, the Lord give every bit of it back to her. Yes, he did. My friend, they said, is not this Naomi? She said, call me not Naomi, but call me Mara. For the Lord hath dealt very
bitterly. My friend with me. Yes, sir. She said, I went out full. My friend, and the Lord brought me back empty. My friend, nonetheless, he brought her back. Yes, sir. You know the best thing in the world to do with an empty pitcher? My friends, fill it up. Thank God, get something in it. Yes, sir. Be a vessel. Meat for the master's use. My friend, we can't dwell on the past, but I'd be lying if I told you the Lord didn't require some things from our past. My friend, and there's things from our past, if you'll have it or not, my friend, that helps us make it to the place we're at today. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I leave the pulpit a lot of time. My friend, wondering why in the world couldn't I bring that out? Why couldn't I get a hold of that? Is there? I know it is there. My friend, I read it and I studied it and I prayed about it, and you know what? It just kept coming. My friend, before I got to the house of God, my friend, you'll find out about me. My friend, brethren, I do preach backwards sometimes. Yes, sir. I really do. I get a lot of things going forward. My friend, I get up to preach, lo and behold, and I go backwards. Yes, sir. Don't ask me why, my friend. The Lord knows. My friend, and he knows what we need. Yes, he does tonight. The real truth of it is, my friend, brethren, God required something from me and you. My friend, and the real other truth about the matter. My friend, talking about God knowing us. My friend, he knows what you're capable of. My friend, you may not realize what you're capable of. My friend, but God recognizes what you're capable of. Yes, he does. I've heard people say many a time, well, I just can't do that. My friend, you know what they used to tell us in school? We use that word can't a lot. My friend, they say can't never could. Can't never could. That's just automatic. My friend, can't never could, because Cain ain't going to try. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You don't know what you're able to do till you try. My friend, give God a chance. My friend, just see if he won't pour you out a blessing. My friend, he'll pour you out a blessing. Do you know the best time in this world, my friend, for the Lord to really bless you? My friend, it's when you're by yourself. My friend, there ain't nobody around. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, there's been times, my friend, that we wanted the Lord to bless us during the service. My friend, but brethren, you know when he wanted to bless us? My friend, when we needed it the most. Glory! Ain't that the way it works? My friend, you know he went down there and he was right on time for old Lazarus, wouldn't he? Yeah, Martha and Mary both told him, said, you're 4 days late. My friend, he's already in the tomb. He stinketh by now. He asked that, where have you laid him? My friend, brethren, he is going down there to visit him. Yes, he was. My friend, I'll show you something else. My friend, when he come out of that tomb, folks, he is still bound. My friend, yes, he was. My friend, he was. And the Lord said, loose him and let him go. My friend, I think sometimes we bind the wrong man. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, we've got an inward man, thank God, that wants to be set free. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know. My friend, tonight, where you got very much out of it or not. My friend, I'll just be honest with you. I give you what I got. My friend, and give you what I had tonight. My friend, it might have been scattered here and there, but that's okay. My friend, yeah. My friend, I'll tell you something else. Well, the Lord don't want us. my friend, dwelling on our past. My friend, he wants us to go forward. He most certainly does. My friend, but sometimes it takes the past to get us to moving. Did you know that? Yes, it does. Sometimes it just takes the past. My friend, I don't know. I think a lot of times, my friend, about the night I got saved. My friend, and I said, told you the other day, I didn't know a whole lot about being saved. And the truth of it is, I know more about being saved today than I did then. My friend, and I know a whole lot more about what I got. My friend, or what he give us. My friend, than I did the night I got saved. But do you know what? I thank God for the night I got saved. Yes, sir. I'm thankful he thought enough, my friend, of me just to save me. Yes, sir. Just to save me. My friend, I didn't think anything when it come to preaching. I didn't think anything about preaching. I never did think about preaching. My friend, no, I didn't. About the furthest thing from my mind, probably, I was preaching. My friend, but you know what? For some reason, the Lord had a different idea. Yes, he did. He had a different idea, my friend, about what I was going to be doing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, and I don't know, my friend, that I realized altogether when I started preaching. My friend, altogether what I had then. My friend, but I did know one thing. My friend, and I think this, and I tell this from time to time, my friend, I think about as much of my preacher calling as I do my salvation. Yes, sir, it means that much to me. My friend, brethren, it's an experience between you and the Lord. My friend, yes, it is. Yes, it is. My friend, and I really thought when the Lord called me to preach, me and the Lord will turn this world upside down. My friend, we'll change this world. My friend, I really thought that. My friend, I still think he can do a lot. My friend, I really do. I still think he can do a lot. My friend, he can do a lot with a lot less than my friend, me and you can, even if we had a lot more. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank the good Lord. My friend, I found out right quick. My friend, there's people that really just come to hear me preach. My friend, they did when I first started. My friend, you know what? I don't know what all together happened, but something happened. My friend, because you know why? My friend, they quit coming. Yes, sir, they just quit coming. My friend, yeah. My friend, I thought a lot of times these folks, my friend, these folks told me down through the way, my friend, well, Randy, I'd really come hear you, but said you just too long-winded. My friend, that's one thing I got against me. My friend, and some of them didn't like the way that I preached. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you know what? My friend, I know tonight, my friend, that if they ain't anybody in this world likes my preaching, my friend, the Lord does. Yes, he does. My friend, because he keeps giving it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, my friend, and I'll tell you something, folks. That's just something to be proud of. Yes, it is. That's just something, thank God, to be happy for. My friend, God just keeps on giving it. My friend, he just keeps on blessing. We sang a song over there in the church hymnal also. My friend, it says in that song, it says, I cannot repay him. I cannot repay him. My friend, I got to wondering about that several years ago. My friend, I did. I got to wondering about that. And I don't know why I got to wondering about it, but I did. I'm talking about just personal. my friend. I got to wonder now. I said, the Lord. I said, Lord, my friend, I can repay you. My friend. And I just started out trying to repay him. Yes, sir. Hey, that's about the craziest thing I ever done. Yes, sir. What do you mean, preacher? My friend, I mean, I'd get things to where I thought we ended up. My friend, and then here comes something just way out of the league. My friend, I said, Lord, I can't match it. Yes, sir. Glory. Glory. You say, preacher, I wouldn't have told nobody that. My friend, well, I'll tell you something. It meant something for me. And my friend, just to try to repay him. And my friend, but you'll never get him paid. You never will. No, sirree. I'll tell you, he'll outgive you. He'll outdo you. He'll outperform you. And my friend, and when you think you got your lowest, my friend, he'll just outdo you again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And when you think you've done your best, and my friend, he'll show you just how small you are. Glory. Glory to God. And my friend, brethren, I did read, my friend, over there where he is the one that made. He made the heavens and the earth. Yes, sir. He put them in the course. Yes, sir. You know, there's a lot of people. People just don't understand how this universe works. No, sir. No, sir. They just don't understand how the scientists, my friend, have tried to tell you this and that and another, but I guarantee you, my friend, they ain't the ones that put it in course. My friend, he hung the moon. Yes, sir, and the stars. My friend, and brother, the planets. Yes, sir, and he put them in place. Steve, he did. He put them in place. My friend, brethren, the Schwanzrider says it's just his handiwork. Just his handiwork. My friend, brethren, I doubt that I've ever seen all the stars. What about you? I've looked at them a lot. My friend, and I've tried to make sense of some things. My friend, but the real truth of it is we really live in a small place. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we take up just a very little space, too. Do you know that? My friend, I know people's multiplying and growing. And my brethren, they doing and trying to get a hold of everything they can, except, my friend, that of the right thing. There's a lot of things people need to get a hold of. There is. There's an increase of a lot of things even since this COVID had began. There's an increase of a lot of things. And the truth of it is most of them are negative. I'm not just talking about spiritually. For that part, my friend, I'd say about 99.9% of them, my friend, are negative. Spiritually speaking. But the truth of it is, the rest of it, brethren, is natural. And it's still negative. It's been a negative. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. Well, there's a lot of folks that study this stuff. And they found out, my friend, that there's a lot of negative come out of the COVID. I'll leave that with you. I ain't going to get into that. But I'm glad. I'm glad of one thing. I'm glad we can still be on the positive side. Do you know that? We can still be on the positive side. We most certainly can. I hope you got something out of the message. I believe it's in the book of Ecclesiastes. And God requireth that which is past. I believe it is. I couldn't lay my hand right on it, but I believe it is. And I may be wrong. But I believe that's where it's at. Anyone got anything you need to say or do?